What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. A very good morning to you. Hope your Wednesday is going well. Now, the way we shop at the supermarket is being dragged out of the dark ages as businesses rethink how to harness new technology. And joining us today is Tony Eades, who is a business rethinker and strategist with Salted Stone. We're going to be talking about shopping trolleys that can actually think. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, this is a fascinating topic today. Tell us more. Shopping trolleys that can actually think. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you're quite right. I mean, moving us out of the dark ages, I think that the last couple of years has been a big shake-up for a lot of retailers, especially our supermarkets. I mean, I think the last technology thing that supermarkets did was to bring in those self-serve checkouts back in the 1990s. And I think that's been a frustration for most people going through those, especially when you get the unknown item in the bagging area.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, you need the assistant to come, the light goes on, and then you wait. Yep, we've all been there.
That's right. The frustration and, you know, the people just really want to move forward. So you're quite right. There's this new thing called Smart Cart, which is a trolley that thinks for itself. So they're testing this already out in New Zealand at the moment with a big supermarket group over there. It's trialing this thing with AI, artificial intelligence, where you download an app and then you connect it like you do like a Bluetooth to the trolley. And then as you walk around and put things in the trolley, it actually it kind of remembers what's in there and sort of tallies it up so you can kind of see what you're spending. And then it basically debits the card you've attached to your account and you walk out. No checkout.
What? So you put your phone, I'd imagine you put it in your, like, it must be like a little cradle, I would imagine, that connects with the trolley.
Well, you connect your phone like via Bluetooth. You don't have to put your phone anywhere. You just connect to the trolley, and then the trolley goes around. But it actually fixes up like, you know, three kind of big things, I think, around the checkout frustration, which we were just mentioning.
Yeah.
Also, through the COVID pandemic, Australians have started to embrace that contactless payment. So now there's no cash, there's no swiping of a card. It's all done seamlessly from your credit card. And the abandoned trolleys, like these trolleys, because they're so computerized and stuff, they can't leave the supermarket. So there's none of these trolleys causing a nuisance in the local community.
Wow. This is a massive move forward. I wonder what would happen if you changed your mind on something, Tony. Would it deduct it? I wonder. I mean, there's a few questions around this, I reckon.
Yeah, so you can't, obviously you're in control of it because it's, you know, basically once you've connected, like a little iPad-y thing, I think that's kind of set up. This is the design that they've got on the trolley itself. So you can see what's in the trolley. And I think if you remove anything out of the trolley, if it doesn't automatically take it out, which I assume it probably would do, which would be great for, you know, not having frustration, you can actually manually remove it, I think.
Wow.
So it's full control. I mean, obviously you've got to watch anybody that throws something into your trolley that you didn't know was in there, because obviously that's going to get calculated as well.
You have to be careful going shopping with the kids, I reckon. They could be loading the trolley up.
That's it, until you check your credit card afterwards. But it's this new kind of wave of stuff that's happening in our supermarkets, and not just the smart trolley as well. Some of the new stuff that they're looking at doing, again, in fact, there's a supermarket here in Australia that's looking at voice ordering technology, where you can attach this little gadget to your fridge and then tell it to order things like milk and cheese and things like that, and automatically will fulfill an order, send that through to the supermarket, have it delivered to your door.
No way. You talk to your fridge.
Yeah, and it doesn't talk back.
That takes it to a whole nother level. That's incredible.
Yeah. It's just this new way, I think, of making it easier. And both of those two things, there's one more as well, which I think is again a great trend, is hydroponics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is again something that's in a supermarket in Berlin. They're trialing this, and even in the flagship store of a supermarket here in Sydney, they're doing it.
Yeah,
where the actual herbs and greens are growing in the store. So you actually go in there and they're growing in water, they're fresh as anything, and you actually pick them from the aisle and take them away with you. Mm. So it's sort of creating this this environment as though you've grown them yourself, but they're actually living and growing in the actual supermarket themselves.
Wow, removal of storing them in a cool room, obviously.
Yeah, yep.
Wow, yep. Hydroponics, amazing. Tony, you okay to hang on there? We'll come back and chat some more.
Yeah, definitely.
Joining me on the line this morning is I'm talking to Tony. Now, Tony is a business rethinker and a strategist with Salted Stone. We're talking about shopping trolleys that can think, and then fridges as well. Amazing. Back after this. Tony Eads is with me on the line, who is a business rethinker and strategist from Salted Stone. We're talking about shopping trolleys that can think. Now, Tony, obviously the technology is moving well with the smart cart, which you just spoke about, which is in trial in New Zealand. And then the device that you mentioned, where you can just say what you want from your home and it sends it to the store, which is pretty amazing, and hydroponics as well, which I kind of like the idea of that, because at least, you know, it's pretty fresh growing in water. But I can't help but think about, what about people that, are we losing the human interaction when people, particularly older people, want to go to the shop and just have a conversation with someone and don't want to take their phone and have difficulty with technology?
Well, I think, Mike, you're 100%. Like, this is... this is, I think, the dilemma that supermarkets, in fact, most retailers and businesses have to struggle with, is the two types of customer, the technophiles, the guys that they say love technology, been brought up with it, yeah, live by the sword with technology, and then the technophobes on the other end that just don't want to do it, that just want to have a chat with somebody and not go through, like the old school way we used to buy things. Yeah. So they've got to balance it up, I think, between those two. But what I think will happen is that, you know, if we replace the checkouts, which is causing so much frustration, these self-checkouts, taking the humans off of that to allow for these smart cards, then we might be able to bring that customer experience back into the store. So the people that wanted to chat with somebody or have some direction or even find something in an aisle can actually talk to a human for the reason of customer experience.
Yeah, I don't mind that idea, actually having to talk to someone, particularly when you're trying to find something. That's I find that really frustrating. I've gone up and down several aisles. It's here somewhere. What section is it in? But I think the human contact must be still a big need. I mean, it makes you wonder whether people will shy away. I mean, the technology is great, don't get me wrong, but I wonder whether there's a certain amount of people that will maybe go back shopping at their local markets, maybe, and doing it the old-fashioned way.
Well, which wouldn't be a bad thing, right? I think, yeah, you know, there's always this area where, you know, all of this technology, these smart carts are great for the bigger supermarket chains, but the small grocers and the butchers, I mean, they're not going to be able to forward in investment in this technology. So I think it will make them more inviting, and maybe people will pay just that little bit more for the experience of, you know, going and having that personal kind of flavor of speaking to somebody behind the counter, the butcher, yeah, or whatever, and actually even better produce to some degrees, because obviously it's not mass produced. It's, you know, it's there for you.
Yeah. Tony, just to finish off today, you mentioned this is being trialled right now, this smart cart in New Zealand, and also Coles here apparently are testing the device with the voice activation, where you just say what you want. How far away are we, do you think, and before we start seeing these in our local supermarkets?
Well, I think, Mike, we already are. Like, you know, as you mentioned, there's a supermarket here that's already trialing this device. It's actually called Haiku. It's kind of a Japanese name for some reason,
okay,
which you can attach to your fridge and start to order your products through there. And also the competitor to that supermarket also has, in the flagship store here, a hydroponic section called Living Lettuce, which is in their fresh food section. So jets of mist spray the vegetables until the customer comes and picks them out of the water. So we're already starting to see them, and New Zealand already has the smart cart, so it won't take long for them to come across the ditch into Australia. And I'm sure, you know, we'll see them start popping up, because people are just frustrated with the self-service, and they've got to get them back into the store, you know, because people have got so used to buying products online with supermarkets during the pandemic. You've got to do something good to get people back to experience the in-store again.
Mm. Tony, we are out of time, but I really appreciate your time today. A fascinating conversation today with talking about shopping trolleys that can actually think. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Pleasure.
So good. Joining me on the line today has been Tony Eads, who is a business rethinker and strategist with Salted Stone. Love to know what you think. What are your thoughts on the smart cart? Would you embrace it? Let me know. And what about the, I think he mentioned this device called Haiku, spelt H-I-K-U. You attach to your fridge and you just say what you want to restock your pantry. And what about the hydroponics already in our store? I haven't seen any of those. Let me know what you think about the technology. Do you intend to embrace it, or do you want to go back the old-fashioned way and just go to your local shop and maybe even pay cash? Gee, that'd be a novel idea, wouldn't it?
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.